WKXW Trenton, WKXW HD. From New Jersey's most listened to station, New Jersey 101.5 News starts now.
It's 10 o'clock. I'm Jen Ursulo, topping a report this hour. An out-of-towner has been charged by the FBI with trying to set a police car on fire during the violent protests in Trenton Sunday night. 21-year-old Justin Spry of South Plainfield posted on Facebook days before the riots, quote, "Can we start these everywhere? I'm down to use all my privilege for anti-racism smoke." Later, he posted he was at the Trenton protest and even posted a video of his own arrest. Spry claims he was beaten by 10 state troopers, but the FBI says he was caught on video trying to light a police cruiser's gas tank. Meantime, a protest and demonstration in downtown Toms River Tuesday morning went peacefully and without any incidents. Toms River Police Chief Mitch Little, who held a portion of a banner that read, "We stand together," with the organizer Katrina Garcia, says police wanted to show support for something they all believe in.
I couldn't be more proud of this community right now with the way everybody came together peacefully. We all walked peacefully. We had a nice demonstration downtown peacefully, and we all dispersed peacefully, and I couldn't be happier.
Chief Little says nobody tried to disrupt the demonstration and give Toms River a bad name. An 8 p.m. curfew did not stop thousands of defiant demonstrators from marching through the streets of New York City last night, although some of the rampant destruction seen over the last few nights was quelled. Mayor Bill de Blasio moved the citywide curfew up from 11 p.m. to 8 p.m., but rejected urgings from President Trump and Governor Cuomo to bring in the National Guard. After a scathing letter sent by three anonymous state health department employees to the state's top legislative leaders was obtained by NJ.com, calling the state's handling of COVID-19 at long-term care facilities an unmitigated failure. Governor Murphy refused to give the anonymous sources any credence during a press conference on Tuesday.
We don't spend any time in replying to anonymous anythings, so I'm not going to deign that letter with any comment, period, full stop.
In the letter, the employees call for the resignation of Health Commissioner Judy Persichilli, claiming that her leadership failures led to preventable deaths. As the spread of COVID-19 continues to slow, Jersey residents might be able to eat a meal inside a restaurant for the first time since March, sooner than later, according to Governor Murphy. He says he hopes to get creative in both outdoor and indoor dining as soon as possible. No timetable has been announced for indoor dining yet, but if the infection rate continues to slow, as well as new hospitalizations, this could happen much sooner than expected. In other news, the fatal shooting of a Pennsylvania woman inside her boyfriend's home in Ewing this week has been ruled a homicide. 32-year-old Ashley Davis was found Monday night in the basement of the home. Police also found drugs at the scene, along with two long BB guns and a short BB gun. An autopsy found that Davis was killed by a metal air gun pellet. 38-year-old Aaron Adams has been arrested and charged. New Jersey 101.5 presents a town hall, getting back to business with Steve Sweeney tomorrow at 7 p.m. The state Senate president joins us to answer your questions and provide small business owners the info they need to proceed in 2020. Very stormy and humid today. Chief Meteorologist Dan Zarrow's complete forecast is coming up. New Jersey fast traffic in 1 minute. At news time 10:07, now New Jersey 101.5 instant weather.
Severe weather is a pretty significant concern for New Jersey today. Our atmosphere will be all charged up given the heat and humidity, the energy and moisture in the atmosphere. So from about midday through early evening, several rounds of scattered thunderstorms are likely. High temperatures mainly in the lower to mid 80s today with a mix of sun and clouds. Additional showers are possible tonight. It will feel muggy as lows only fall into the upper 60s. And then we'll do it again tomorrow. Spotty showers and storms, especially tomorrow night. Otherwise, partly to mostly cloudy with highs in the mid-80s. Friday will be mostly cloudy with a chance of a shower or storm, highs again in the mid-80s. We move into the weekend with one more steamy day Saturday in the 80s, one more push of thunderstorms around midday Saturday, then turning cooler, less humid, and sunnier for Sunday. I'm Chief Meteorologist Dan Zarrow.
Harvey Cedar, 70 degrees. Phillipsburg, 74. Williamstown, 71. Download our mobile app for breaking traffic, weather, and news alerts sent to your smartphone. It's free from New Jersey 101.5.